I'm Jenna Adamson, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, comics cope with Winter Storm Jonas. Stephen Colbert shares how he spent the day Winter Storm Jonas hit, while Jimmy Fallon thanks his audience, even those who only came because of flight cancellations. And Jimmy Kimmel examines really fine snowstorm reporting. Listen to Colbert, Fallon, and Kimmel on Winter Storm Jonas in today's Punchlines.
What an incredible weekend. You know, a little dangerous, a little fun, kind of exciting. Winter Storm Jonas slammed the East Coast. Some places got up to 3 feet of snow. More than 12,000 flights were canceled. So for the airlines, it was business as usual.
I want to say thank you to everyone who's here because you're a fan of the show, as well as everyone who's just killing time because your flight was canceled. I understand. I understand.
I tell you, a lot of people, I don't know how many of you were visiting from the East Coast, but a lot of people who were got stranded here over the weekend. There's too much snow to fly home. They canceled the flight. There's more than 2 feet of snow in Washington, D.C. and New York. Parts of West Virginia got 3.5 feet of... Thank God we have Instagram, or this would all be pointless, you know?
After a really warm December, this was kind of a relief, you know? Climate change has not ended winter. It just packed the whole damn thing into one weekend. New York City got 26.8 inches of snow. Whiteout conditions, treacherous ones. Looked like it was snowing up for a while.
Oh, gosh, it was a crazy weekend. Here we got over 2 feet of snow here in New York City, and more than 11,000 flights were canceled because of the blizzard. Yeah, in fact, there's so many people waiting around at the airport, they had to open a Chili's 3. And you know, this was a lot of fun.
This is good. This is a live report from Virginia where one local reporter found herself at the corner of maybe the worst intersection ever.
It's been coming down for about an hour now. I'm right here in downtown Danville at the corner of Main Street and Craghead Street.
Wow. That's a hell of an address. I guess it's Craghead Street, but it's I like Craghead Street better.
But I was fully prepared for the worst all weekend. I put on my top-notch winter gear, pajamas. They were plenty waterproof because I did not leave the house or take a shower. I did get up early on Sunday to do some shoveling of pancakes into my mouth. Yeah. And this is interesting. I don't know if you guys do this. You do the little heart app on your phone to tell you how much you've moved for like a day. I've been using that lately on my phone. It tracks the number of steps you take in a day. You're supposed to get like something like 10,000 in a day, and I'm usually pretty close. Here's Friday, okay? Almost 9,000, not bad. Here's Saturday, 20.
All non-essential federal workers in Washington, D.C. were told to stay home today. How do you know if you're non-essential? Do they call you? Steve, I have some good news and some bad news. Good news is you have the day off today. Bad news, you're worthless.
The blizzard also caused power outages all over the place. In fact, they had blackouts in New Jersey, North Carolina, and the Oscars. Yeah, it was just very interesting.
But there were a few brave souls facing the elements this weekend, like New Jersey governor and presidential candidate Chris Christie, who went out. Don't know why that's funny yet, but evidently he's just so jolly. And seems like a nice guy. So he went out to the people of New Jersey, and he stayed laser-focused on addressing people's concerns about this snowstorm.
It does matter whether you have the sensitivity to know how people react to this stuff and to make them feel safe and secure. And that's whether it's an impending storm or whether it's the scourge of radical Islamic jihadist terrorism.
What? Wait, I'm sorry. What happened? Did I black out somewhere in the middle there? Man, with all that ice on the road, I can't believe he could make that sharp of a turn from snow into terrorism. I would spin out. I'm jackknifing! Back of the truck coming around, knocking down lampposts. So I hope everybody stays safe out there, because according to Governor Christie, the roads are very icy, also very ISIS.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.